The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The upcoming Shabbos is Parshas Shkolim. So today's shiur is in Yonah Deyoyma. We will deal with the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim. But it is more in Yonah Deyoyma, once again, addressing a relevant shaila brought about by the COVID pandemic, by Corona. In Eretz Yisrael and in many other places in the world, there are still hundreds of backyard and open space minyonim. So many shuls, Baruch Hashem, have reopened, but there are many open space minyonim. I daven shachris every day in the morning in my shul. Mincha Maariv, I daven with a group of neighbors outside my house. So I was asked already by many people from throughout the world and many rabbonim, a minyan that has only one sefer Torah, what will he do this upcoming Shabbos? Because this Shabbos, in shul, we take out three Sifrei Torah. Tov Reish Pei Hei, Seif Aleph, first Parshas HaShavua, then Rosh Chodesh, then Shkolim. Why Rosh Chodesh before Shkolim? Todia V'she'enoi Todia Torah Koidim. So Rosh Chodesh is 12 times a year. And it's 18 days a year. Well, Rosh Hashanah, we don't exactly observe Rosh Chodesh. Parshas Shkolim is only once a year. Todi v'she'enei todi, todi koidim. However, some have suggested, if you have only one Sefer Torah, then we might switch the minhag and put Parshas Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh for two different reasons. One would be Ein Mavina Nala Mitzvahs. When you're going to Sefer Torah from Mishpotim to the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, which is Parshas Pinchas and Chumash Bamidbar, you're passing Kitiso. And Kitiso is the Kriya of Shabbos Kolim. So maybe it would be a problem of Ein Mavina Nala Mitzvahs. The other argument would be Terech Tzibura. Because if you need to be Goyle from Mishpotim to Pinchas, and then back Kitiso, that takes more time than going from Mishpotim, Kitiso, Pinchas. So maybe Mishum Techad Tzibura, we should switch around, and in a shul that has only one Sefer Torah, maybe we would suggest reading Parshas Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh. And my psak was clearly no. Even if you have one Sefer Torah, Parshas Shavua, all the way to Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Pinchas, and back to Kitiso. And before explaining why in Lamdis, in Halacha, I just want to make an argument which will sound familiar to many of my Talmidim who have heard my Torah for a certain period of time. And there are three Gedolim that I quote that express the same sentiment and the same Yesod. When we have a Shaila and Halacha which is very Shechiach, and we don't find this Halacha in the Poskim, that proves there is no such Halacha. Because if there would be such a Halacha, it should be in the Poskim. Just to give you some clarity what I mean, I just want to give an example. The Chasam Sofer writes, Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, when you say the Baruch in Shul, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim, you need to have in mind to be Yoitza, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaYom. Because Kiddush is a mitzvah D'Oraisa, and Shtiyas HaYayin is only Midrabanan Kiddush HaLakos. So the mitzvah of D'Oraisa is Yom Kippur, just like any other Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you need to bear in mind to be Mekadesh the mitzvah of Kiddush. Especially im Kibbush Chalitz b'Shabbos. And I say, so this halacha was relevant from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu till our day. So how come it's nowhere? Why did it wait from Moshe Rabbeinu to the Chasam Sofer? So Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, Shoftim, Nevi'im, Tanoim, Ameroim, Anshe Knesset Hagdola, Ga'onim, Rishonim. Didn't occur to anyone. It's Nogea for every person, every Yom Kippur. Another aloha, some achroinim say, a bar mitzvah boy, the night of his bar mitzvah has to be machaven bebirchus kriya shamar berchus atoira, otherwise he can't learn. Because berchus atoira in the morning is only the rabbonon. And now he's a bar chiyuva. Very nice. It's nogea to every bar mitzvah boy in the world. So how come nobody said this? Till achroine achroinim. So these are just examples of a very fundamental argument. When somebody wants to be mechadesh halacha, and the halacha is not a coincidence, something happened, a person has a shaila, he forgot to say something, but it's again a steady basis, and nobody says it. There's a reason nobody says it. Obviously, nobody should say it. So it might sound gevaldig yechidish. So I quote three sources, the Beis Meir, the Beis Shloimeh, and the Chazon Ish and Shvi'is Simen Zayin. So I want to make a fundamental comment. We live in the age of plenty, in a time of extreme abundance. Most shuls have many Sefer Torah, or at least several Sefer Torah. Very uncommon a shul that doesn't have a Sefer Torah only has one Sefer Torah. That was not the situation in days of yore. Most shuls had one Sefer Torah. Only the big shuls had several Sefer Torah. We find in Poskim shailas if a shul doesn't have a Sefer Torah. So a person can go either to this shul, but he'll miss Kriyas HaTorah. In another shul, they have a shofar, but they don't have a Sefer Torah. Here they have a Sefer Torah, they don't have a shofar. Where should he go? Today, these shailas seem so unreasonable, so far-fetched. But these were real shaylas. So many shuls throughout the ages had one Sefer Torah. So how come no poisek I'm aware of says that if you only have one Sefer Torah, you need to put Shkolim Beforish Chodesh. So that should be in all the poiskim. I can't say no one says it. I saw in the Mishneh Berurah of Dirshu, the beautiful Mishneh Berurah of Dirshu, quoting the Aderes. I didn't have time to check the Aderes and its source because I only noticed this morning, today in the morning. So they quote the Aderes. The Aderes says, if you only have one Sefer Torah, you read Rish Chodesh after Shkolim because they have been on a mitzvah. But I disagree. So I will explain why I disagree. But my first argument is nobody says it. And if nobody says it, there's a reason nobody says it. And therefore, even if you have one Sefer Torah and need to be goyel, the Seder is the same. So let's embark on our journey trying to analyze this question. And I want to start with Todir and Ein Mavirin, and then we'll get to Terched et Sebura. Is it Menatoira or Medrabonan? Definitely Menatoira. It's a sugi in Zvochim and a Mishnah in Hori Yisud Bezov in the Beis. And the Gemara says, how do we know Todi V'Sheni Todi Todi Koidim? Melvad Oles Aboi Kerasha Li Oles Atomid. Ein Mavir El Alamitzvus, Menatoira or Medrabonan. I discussed this at great length. Bechlal, the Aloch of Ein Mavir El Alamitzvus, in Minchas Osher Kloli Amitzvus. I wrote Baruch Hashem more than 30 Sforim. But this Sefer, I have a special fondness. It is a sefer on the fundamental Klal HaMitzvos. Probably this sefer has more of the Minchas Osher Lamdas concentrated than any other sefer. I think so. Because it's a sefer Metchilos Avad Sofer, full of Lamdas, full of new chidushim and new yesodos. Simen Aleph deals with Ein Mavir El HaMitzvos. And I brought Chayodam, Klal Samches Sif Aleph, Nishmas Odom. Siman Yud Gimel. Chayodim says, Ein Mavina Ramises is Menatoira. Why? Where? Rashi Megillah Vav Amud Beis. Rashi quotes a Mamar Chazal, which is not to be found nor Mishnah, nor Braisa, nor Bavli, nor Yerushalmi. The source is a Machilta de Rabbi Shimon and Parshas Boy. Ushamatam is a Matzois, al Tikra Matzois, el Mitzvois. Mr. Shaburiyotru, al Tachmitzeno. And Rashi brings this drosha as the source of Emavin al Mitzvois. The Chayodim and the Sturis Menatoira. But the Radbaz was 300 years older than the Chayodim. Chuvas Radbaz, Chilak Alaf, Tav Kuf Chofte, says it's Midrabanon. And that is also the opinion of Mahari Al-Ghazi. Rabbi Yankov Yisrael Al-Ghazi was the father of the great Marit Al-Ghazi. And Sefer Arad Rabbanon, very first paragraph. Klal Aleph, Ois Aleph. I have special fondness of the Arad Rabbanon because it's one of the svarim that I bought when I was a boy, a young boy, before my bar mitzvah. And I remember when I bought it and in which svarim store I bought it in Williamsburg. Sefer, for some reason, appealed to me, and I bought it. And I still have some Sforim, which I bought as a boy, and with my boyish signature. So I have special fondness of those Sforim. Arad Rabbanon, very first klal, very first seif, like Chuvas Radbaz. And they maintain that it's not a drosha gemura, but an asmachta. Umestaver ki divreyem. Because this Pesach Parshas Boy deals with matzahs. Matzahs mitzvah, shmartem is a matzahs. Chazal darshan, al tikra matzahs ele mitzvahs. But mitzvahs should be with two yevavim. And the Pesach speaks about matzahs mitzvah. So I think, halachik divrei Radbaz, that it's a din derabbanan and not a din deoraisa. So l'chayre todesh should come before ein mavinan ala mitzvahs. Lo kedivrei ha'aderes. However, it's not so poshut. Seems to me a machlokes between the Rama and the Taz. Tof reish pei dalet siv gemel. The Rama and the Taz deal with the question: Shabbos is chodesh shenofal b'rosh chodesh, just like Shabbos kolim. Parshas haShavua rosh chodesh is todia, and after that, Chanukah. Says the Rama, if by mistake they brought the Sefer Torah of Chanukah, and they started the Parsha of Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh. You stop in the middle, you goyel the Sefer Torah, and you go back to Rosh Chodesh, and then back to Chanukah. So it is clear in the Ramo, Todeh V'Sheinah, Todeh, Todeh, Koidem, overrides Emevin on the Mitzvahs. The Taz disagrees, Siv Kotten Gimel, and the Taz say, he already started the Kriya of Chanukah, Emevin on the Mitzvahs. So you finish Chanukah, and then you go back to the Kriya, which is more Todiyah Rosh Chodesh. So L'chodeh, this is their machlekes. The Taz says, Eim Avin overrides Todiyah. The Ramo maintains Todiyah overrides Eim Avin. L'chodeh is a raya from a Sif Meforsh and Shulchan Aruch to the Taz, and I wonder why the Taz doesn't bring this raya. Simachof Hei, Hilchas Tfilin, Sif Aleph. Tzitzis comes before Tfilin. And that is why the minig is. First you put on your talis, then tefillin. And why is that? The Bais Yosef says various reasons, but one of them is todi v'sheine, todi, todi koidim. Tzitzis is noyeg Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore it's more todi than tefillin, which is not noyeg Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nevertheless, mefuris b'shulchan orach. But if you took the tefillin before the talis, then you put on tefillin first, because ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. So we have the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. Ein mavirin overrides Todiyah. The Ramo says Todiyah overrides Ein Mavirin. What would the explanation be that Ein Mavirin should override Todiyah? I explained before, Todiyah is the Araisa and Ein Mavirin is only Midrabanan. Ein Mavirin on a mitzvah is a locha that Chazal present in a negative tense, which means it's an Aveira. Todiyah v'sheine Todiyah, Todiyah koidim is just Medine HaKedima. Dine HaKedima are only Dine Kedime. So I think the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz maintain Ein Mavin ala Mitzvahs is even Keneged Todio. Because Dine Kedime aren't so harsh as an Aveira of Ein Mavin ala Mitzvahs. That would be my interpretation. So, if the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch maintain that Eim Avirin comes before Todia, then Achored Aderes is right? I don't think so. And this brings me to an interesting psak of the Mishnah Berurah Chof Esiv Kotan Dalad. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you took your tefillin before the talis, first you put on tefillin, ein mevin on a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person has tefillin in one room, and his talis is another room, and it's the inner room, and he can't get to the room to get his talis, only if he passes the room in which his tefillin are, ein mevin on a mitzvah, and he puts on tefillin, and only then talis. To me, this seems to be a big chiddush. And what I want to try to explain is, I think Eim Avin on a mitzvah depends on perception, how people see a situation. Masam b'chol yom, that people go to a shul to daven, and it's not necessarily the first shul they will encounter on their way. The Gemara says a person should prefer to go to a faraway shul because to have more schar p'sias. But why don't we say Eim Avin on a mitzvah? How could you pass one shul on your way to another? Why wouldn't that be Eim Avin on a mitzvah? So if you're Ashkenazi, one could say, do I have to daven in the first shul even if it's Nusach Sfarad? Why not? Especially according to the Mashdam, there's no kpeda between one Nusach and the other. And this is the din of Eim Avin on a mitzvah. We cannot really prove anything from the din of Schar P'sias. Because maybe Chazal speak in a situation in which I could go right or left. If I go right, the closest shul is 100 feet from my house. If I go left, it's a kilometer from my house. 1,000 meters. So go left and don't go right. Because I'm schar p'sias. But in that case, it's not Eim Avin ala mitzvahs. But it's Maisim b'chol yom. And I think it's also could be proved from the Gemara in Brochas Daf Ches. There is no kpeda to pass one shul if you want to daven in another. So the way I see it is, when a person walks on the street and passes a shul, people don't see it as a bezoyan to the shul. 1,000 people walk the street every day, to and fro, everybody going to his own business. Some of them are going to daven, others are not. So the fact that you're passing a shul and you're walking on the street is not defined and not perceived as people as skipping a mitzvah. And I think the same goes when you pass a room and your tefillin are in that room. But there are another zillion things in that room. Clothing and towels and toys and sforim and pens and different utensils and different things and linen and... How many things are there in an average room? So one of the things in the room is tefillin. So if you pass that room 100 times a day, not always are you on your way to put on a talis or a tefillin. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. When you walk the street, sometimes you're on your way to shul, sometimes not. The perception is not skipping a mitzvah. And in that case, we won't say, Ein mavirin al mitzvah. Kach neralani es daiti. And maybe that is an additional reason when you're goylel a sefer Torah, it's not Eim Avin ala mitzvahs, because when you're goylel from one place to the other, you are goylel many areas and many parshiyos. Kitisa was only one of them. So in the eyes of people, many people don't even know, they're not even aware what's the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh and where is the Kriya of Shabbos Kolam, even those that are aware. When they see you goyle la sefer Torah and it goes so fast and every second you're in another parsha, it is not perceived as Eim Avin ala mitzvahs. Eim Avin ala mitzvahs is only when it's a clear perception. You took your tefillin and then you put your tefillin aside to put on your talis. We started the kriya of Chanukah and you want to close the sefer Torah and go to another Sefer Torah, to another Kriya. That's Eim Avin ala mitzvahs. You put on Shel Rosh before you put on Shel Yad, which is closer than your forehead. That's Eim Avin ala mitzvahs. So it depends on perception. Kach nera l'chayrani is likely. And that is why we find nowhere before the Aderes that if you have one Sefer Torah, you need to learn Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Shkolo before Rosh Chodesh, because Eim Avinu Al HaMitzvos. Kach Ner Lani is the idea that this would not be included in the din of Eim Avinu Al HaMitzvos. Now let's go over to Techad Tzibura. So in all the sugars of Eim Avinu Al HaMitzvos, I wrote at great length, Minchas Osher Klal HaMitzvos Simen Aleph. I also was Marach in Techad Tzibura, that was not printed yet. Is Techad Tzibura Men HaTorah Med Rabbanon? Shalas Tshuvas Michtav LeChizkiyahu, Tshuvas of the Zdei Chemed, Simen Tet. He quotes Mahari Al-Ghazi. Interesting. Second Mahari Al-Ghazi I quote today. Not in Sefer Adarabonim, but rather in the Sefer Shalom Eitzibur. Mari Al-Ghazi says this is a din diuraisa. I think the Stechemet is right when he says, no, it's a din derabonon. I think it's a din derabonon sheyeshlo ikaron men atoil. What is it about, Techad Tzibur? We do not find a clear drushes chazal based on a pasuk. But I think it's clear Techad Tzibura is a reflection and a manifestation and an expression of Kvoid HaTzibur. Why do I think so? Because Anida Ayin Omid Beis, the Gemara says, Ein Goralin Sefer Torah B'Tzibur Mishim Kvoid HaTzibur. When the Rambam brings this aloha, Perek Chov Beis of Hilchas Tefillah, and the Ritva on the spot, they write, Ein golelin sefer Torah b'tzibur mishum techad tzibur. So the Gemara uses an expression kvoid tzibur. The Rambam and the Ritva say techad tzibur. So obviously two sides of the same coin. It's not kvoid tzibur to be matriach them and to have them wait. When you invite a great important person, you don't let him wait outside your office or wait outside your room. So Techad Tzibur goes against Kvoid Tzibur, Mishum Kvoid Tzibur, Ein Matrichan Al Tzibur. The very concept of Kvoid Tzibur is definitely Min HaTorah. Even Kvoid HaBriyos is Min HaTorah. Definitely Kvoid Tzibur. So Techad Tzibur is a reflection of Kvoid Tzibur, and therefore I would say it's a Din Derabonon Sheyesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. That's the way I probably would define it. So the Zdei Chemed says, Techad Tzibur is min rabbanon, and therefore we should not violate or push aside any mitzvah. Bein mitzvah diuraisa, bein mitzvah derabonon, mishum Techad Tzibur. We find many halachas associated with Techad Tzibur. The poskim say, shliach tzibur shun mimarech b'tfila mishum Techad Tzibur. Rav, knowing that the tzibur is waiting for him, shouldn't be marech b'shmenesa. We will soon see kama v'kama halachas that we find in Chazal and Rishonim and Achronim, halachas dealing with Kriyas HaTorah that are associated with Techad Tzibur. But the Zdei Chemed says one fundamental yesod: Techad Tzibur would not justify being over on any mitzvah diuraisa ode rabbanon. So there's a dilemma, a question, which the Mugen of Rome asks. In it defined, that's the Gemara I quoted before. Koyen Godol Biyoyim HaKippurim. Some of the parashiyos he reads Baal Peh, Mishum She'ein Goylalin Sefer Torah B'tzibur. So the Mogen Avraham asks, why don't we keep this halacha? So Shabbos is Chodesh, if you only have one Sefer Torah, you're Goylal. Why don't we read the parashah of the Chodesh Baal Peh? One might argue, Kohen Gadol knew Kol HaTorah Kula Baal Peh. He knew the Chumash by heart. But today, we don't want to put a Baal Kohen in a very unpleasant position.
Kol HaLashon.
In a very baffling spot. If he doesn't remember the Parash of Hanukkah or Shcholom or Shchodesh Baal Peh. But that's not a reasonable answer. If that is the halacha, he would need to memorize Erev Shabbos. It's not so difficult to memorize a kurz parsha, a very short parsha. So the Mogen Avraham deals with this question. And he says, the tzibur is moichel al kavoidam, but nobody could be moichel al the kavod of Klal Yisrael. To me, the answer would be very simple. Kavod HaTzibbe doesn't override any halacha, unless that is lechatchila what Chazal were mitakin. This is a Gemara. Kriyas HaTorah for Kohen Gadol miYom Kippurim is midrabanan, which parshas is definitely midrabanan. So Chazal were mitakin that Kohen Gadol miYom Kippurim reads Baal Peh, but that is tikun Chazal. B'mukam sheloi tiknu, we cannot be the ones to decide to be mevatel any mitzvah mishum teich desibiro. Gam lo a mitzvah shel kriyas haTorah mitoich haksav. So that would be a very simple answer. So why Yom Kippur is different? Because Yom Kippur is not exactly the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah, and maybe thousands upon thousands gathered, and maybe that would be too much teich desibiro, and therefore Chazal mor mitaken kriya baal peh. This is very interesting. Do we have a gvul an ashir for terched tzibur? No, we don't. And we find some very interesting halachas. Reish pei beis be'er heitev. No, I think it's the Elio Rabbe, not the be'er heitev. And Siv Kotten Gilon says, he brings a takona in Prague from many years ago that we should not have more than 10 aliyas. 10 is more than 7. So in some places, in days of yore, there were moisef gimel haysofes. Today, many shuls, maybe even most shuls, including my shul, we don't do mer in shiva kruim. It is only in an extreme case in which we have several simchas in shul, and as much as we try to cut down the aliyahs, there still are the balei simcha that need to get aliyahs. So it is very rare that we are Moisef HaSofes, but even then, only one, two, not more. So the Elio Rabbi brings the Takana, not more than 10. Fascinating, in the Altnoy Shul in Prague, and that is the historic shul of the Maharal in Prague, Adi Yom Yizeh, there's a plaque on the wall that obviously was there for hundreds of years. Takonis that Maharal Prague was metakan. One of them is we should not have more than chai aliyas a Shabbos. Remez ledavar v'chai behem 18. He says no more mishum teicha d'tzibura. Obviously, people in those days had a lot of patience. 18 instead of 7. B'chatzois hu ademoyrim in the Chassidish Hoif. Usually they have a lot of haysofes. And I remember growing up in Kiryat Sanz, almost every Shabbos, there were many haysofes. Because to the Rabbeim, to the Admoirim, many guests come every Shabbos, especially Yom HaPagra, special Shabbosim. And amongst those guests might be Choshev HaRabbonim and very famous people. So we want to be mechabed those people. So b'chatzas who admoirim the minig is to have a lot of haysofes. Most shuls don't have haysofes at all. So how do we define teched tzibura in the shul of the Maharal? Up to 18, not more than 18. Most people today would be furious. They would bang and stomp their feet for 18 aliyas. Rabbi Yankov Emden, Shal Shuv Shilas Yavetz, Chelek Aleph Simen Samech Dalet, comes out strongly against Mishum Beirachs. And he says, "Asher mishi evatel haminag haraze." So, what is he? Why is he angry with Misha Berachs? First of all, there are halachic questions about mentioning money, but he also writes about teched tzibura, and then he backs down. And this is very common with Rabbi Yankov Emden. He strongly and powerfully expresses his opinions, but minag yisrael Torah. So he backs down. And even in his own shul, he wasn't mevatel Misha Berachs. But you definitely try to cut it short. And sometimes people get very annoyed when a person has oiler toira, and then he starts his long list. All his mechatonim and all his friends and every other person in shul. And when he makes a mitzvah for his children, he doesn't say, Yankov ben Shimon or Yosef ben Shimon v'kol yoytzech halotzov. He needs to mention each of his enek lech by name And Rabbi Yaakov Emden is very, very annoyed by that. So how do we define Terechet Tzibura? The most striking and shocking halacha is Kuf Lametet, Siv Dalet. When a person is Oyler Torah, and Chazal HaMakbed, he should not say the Brocha Achroina while the Sefer Torah is open, lest people think that he's reading the Brocha Metorech HaKsav. So Shonoch says, he should not be goydel the Sefer Torah Mishum Terechet Tzibura, but rather turn his head to the other side and say the Brocha when he's not looking at the Sefer Torah. And I ask, how long does it take just to be goydel the Sefer Torah, 20 centimeters, 30 centimeters, fraction of a second? How long would it take? Definitely less than a second. Maybe not even more than turning your head. Turning your head takes some time. So would it take more time to turn the Sefer Torah with your hand or turning your head? The difference would be a nanosecond. We don't count those units only in the 100 meter dash. When do we count nanoseconds? But it's Terechet Tzibura. So my feeling is Terechet Tzibura is about nerven, about people's nerven. And in every tzibur, you have one or two people that are so nervous, and so I don't know what's wrong with them. But if you're going on for 2 seconds, they will knock on the tables. And obviously, Terechet Tzibura has no shear, has no gvul. So this halacha is just mind-boggling. So the Oyler Torah shouldn't close the Sefer Torah because that'll take time. He should turn his head aside to resolve. Semen Yud Gimel. We find aloha that before you put on your talis, you should be boidik the tzitzis. But if they called you up to the Sefer Torah, don't be boidik your tzitzis. How much time does it take to just have a look at your 4 tzitzis? In my opinion, 1 second. All 4 wouldn't take more than 1 second. 2 seconds. You could do it on your way to the Sefer Torah. But people will be nervous seeing you stand there and checking your tzitzis. So the Taz says, it is a halacha and it is a minig, but we don't do it mishum Terechet Tzibura. So these are just examples of what is defined as Terechet Tzibura. And that is why I cannot understand the minig of 2 great gedolim. Rav Michal Tikhachinsky, who was Machachme Yerushalayim, wrote Luach Eretz Yisrael, Menhogi Yerushalayim. And he quotes Reb Shmuel Salant, the Rav of Yerushalayim, that Paskin, Shabbos Shkolin, Shabbos Chanukah, you don't take out 2 Sefer Torah. Because from Mishpotim, Ki Tusiso doesn't take long. It's a very short Galila. So there is no Terechet Tzibura. Don't take out 2 Sefer Torah. Nachal Eshkol, 100 years earlier, quotes, that was the meaning of Reb Nosson Adler, if the 2 kriyas are close one to another, don't take out 2 Sefer Torah. Because that's not Terechet Tzibura, and I wonder. But in Kuf Lamed Tes, we learn halacha, even 1 yeriyah, 1 amud is Terechet Tzibura. So when you order the Torah, turn your head aside and don't close the Sefer Torah. So Mishpotim, Truma, Tetzaveh, Kitiso, doesn't take long. But why wouldn't that be Terechet Tzibura? I once checked how long does it take to be Goyler from La'enei Kol Yisrael to Bereishis. And whenever I ask people dealing with the sugya of Terechet Tzibura, take a guess, how long would it take? Most people say 10 minutes, 9 minutes. I actually checked. I timed it on my watch. So last Simchas Torah, when we were goydel the Sefer Torah from La'enei Kol Yisrael back to Bereishis, 3 minutes. And nobody was in rush. Normal fashion. So when you goydel the Sefer Torah from one parsha to the other, how long would it take? From Mishpotim Ki Tisoso, probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds, not more. But it is Terechet Tzibura. Ask people. So whenever it happens in shul that we need to be going to the Sefer Torah, people cry at the gabbai, you should have done this Erev Shabbos, not now. I never knew that time is such a precious commodity to these people. If it would be, they would learn with so much hasmoda, it would be amazing. So to be goyel a sefer Torah from Mishpatim to Kitiso doesn't take longer than stopping on your way out of shul to say to a neighbor you haven't seen and he davens in your shul, how do you do? Good Shabbos, have a wonderful Shabbos, how was the chont? And then you move on. That takes probably more time than glila from Mishpatim Kitiso. V'yafor piken, that's Terched Tzibura. So to me it seems the Terched Tzibura is so relevant and it's all about the way people see things, and the fact is people get nervous when you go to the Sefer Torah. So let me make another relevant comment. Ein Goyel in Sefer Torah b'tzibur, and that's why when we have two different places, we take two Sefer Torah. If you have two Sefer Torah, you need to do two Hagbes and two Galilas, and that would take more time than be Goyel in Sefer Torah. Because the Gabbai calls up someone to Hagba and someone for Galila. And then a little kid makes Galila, and it takes him some time. So having an additional Hagba and Galila probably wouldn't take less time than be Goyel the Sefer Torah. But nobody gets nervous when you do another Hagba and Galila because you're doing something. But the Goyel the Sefer Torah makes everybody nervous. So this is just an interesting observation which occurred to me. So obviously, Terched Tzibura is all about perception. And therefore, Minhag HaOlam is not in accordance to the Mos Nadlan of Shmuel Salant. Whenever we have two different kriyas, we take out two Sefer Torahs. So how about this coming Shabbos? I insist we're not Mishana the Minhag. Yes, it'll take somewhat longer to go from Mishpatim to Pinchas back to Kitiso. How much longer? Maybe 1 minute or 1 minute and 10 seconds. It is Terched Tzibura. I don't say it's not, but Terched Tzibura doesn't override any other halacha. And because the halacha is that Todah V'she'eino Todah Todah Koidim, we apply that halacha even when there is Terched Tzibura, especially when it's not a huge Terched Tzibura. But my fundamental argument is based on the Stechemet. Terched Tzibura does not mevatel any other halacha kavua. There might be another reason in to determine that we would not put Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh. Noide b'Yehuda, Chayodam, Sharei Ephraim, Reb Ephraim Zalman Goris, is Choshev Sefer and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Shar Chet, Sif Pei Beis, Mishne Brura, Tov Reish, Pei Hei. I think it's either Sif Koten Gimel or Sif Koten Dalet. Kaf HaChaim, Tov Reish, Pei Hei, Sif Koten Yud Dalet. All these Gedolim Paskin. If by mistake we read Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh, you say the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, because you always say the Haftorah of the last Kriya. So if we would decide because of Eimei Bina Lamitzis or because of Terched Tzibura to reach Kolam before Rosh Chodesh, then we will also need to change the Haftorah and read Hashemayim Kisi and not the Haftorah of Shabbos Kolam. That would be the Aloha. That is what we would do. But I think to prevent this and to read the proper Haftorah that Chazal wanted us to read, that is another argument to Paskin, that even if you have one Sefer Torah, the Seder is the same Seder, which means Parshas HaShavua, Rosh Chodesh, and only then the Kriya of Parshas Kitiso, the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim. And that was my psak to all the Rabbonim and Kehillas that asked this Shaila. So as I mentioned before, this Shabbos is Shabbos Shkolim, and we read the Parsha of Machzis HaShekel. How important this is in the days of Corona. We are in Israel, at least, at the height of this pandemic, and it's so tragic and so sad. On one hand, the vaccination campaign is going full blast ahead. 3.5 million, almost 3.5 million were already vaccinated in Israel. On the other hand, we're not in the midst of this pandemic. We're at the height of the pandemic. More people are dying than ever before. This pandemic has been with us for a year now. And in the past month, a third of all the deaths occurred. We lost more than 5,000 people in Eretz Yisrael. 1,500 since January the 1st, in the past month. And this is so tragic and so sad. We're almost there. On one hand, not enough people in the Haredi community vaccinate. A lower percentage than in other communities. And it's beyond me. I can't understand why. We should be more makpid about pikuach nefesh than anyone else in the world. This is our Torah. These were our chachamim. And it wasn't taken for granted. It shouldn't be taken for granted. In early cultures, pikuach nefesh did not top the list. It is we that taught the entire world pikuach nefesh doicha kol haTorah kula. Nothing comes before pikuach nefesh. Hamakayim nefesh achas v'kilikim oylem molei. Hama'abed nefesh achas miyisrael destroyed an entire world. Every human is a microcosmos. Every human is a world. So I cannot understand why less people vaccinate in our community than in other communities. So yes, we need to vaccinate and we need to wear our masks. So it's already 3 weeks since I had the second vaccination and I tested and I have loads of antibodies and still I am not changing anything of my personal minig or my shul's minig. Because until I see numbers coming drastically down, I think we can't afford to change anything. Some experts say even if you're vaccinated, you could still infect other people. And I think it's right. In my simple logic, I think it makes sense. But as I constantly say, we are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We are Torah Jews. We believe in Ishtadlus, but we believe more than anything else in Siyata Deshmaya. So how are we ma'orei racham mishamayim rabbeinu shel olam? It's been a year. Mishpat harashon begehenem yud beis chodesh. Isn't this enough? Isn't it enough? Yud beis chodesh. Im harashon in gehenem are punished yud beis chodesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects something. Many things, not something. And I spoke a lot and I wrote a lot. Torah tefillah. But tzedakah is one of the most important. Tzedakah tatzil memavis. Machatzis ha-shekel, the Gemara says in Megillah. Why is Shabbos kolam always the Shabbos before Shchodesh Odom? Be'echad ba'odom, mashmiyam al ashkonim. And the Gemara says, galui v'yadu alefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'osed haman lishkol shkolim la'ashmidam ula'abdam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refu la'makah. He puts the balm before the wound. And he puts medicine before illness, the cure before the illness. Higdim shikleyem l'shkolov shel haman. Be'echot ba'odam mashmiyam al ashkolim. I don't recall where I picked up this word, but I saw it somewhere 100 years ago, probably. Machatzis has 5 letters. The middle letter is a tzaddik, symbolizing tzedakah. The 2 inner letters, right and left of the tzaddik, are ches yud, chai. The outer letters are mem tof, meis. That is the zgula of tzedakah, to bring chayim and to push away mavis, laharchik, to divide the mem from the tof, and to be mekarav the chet to the yud. That is this gura of tzedakah. And we need those guras in these difficult days. These are difficult days at many different levels, many different aspects. The loss of life, tragedy of illness, and also shattered parnosis. And so many people lost their livelihood. So many businesses shut down. Yeshivas are struggling. It's been a year since I traveled abroad. And many maestros are based on, you know, their Rosh Hashivas are fundraisers, meeting people, seeing people, soliciting. So many Bnei Torah are struggling. Many business people are struggling. I know people that were well-to-do, that were wealthy, and they're in a terrible situation now. So anybody that has the means, and B'chazdi Shemayim has the ability, now more than ever, there's the mitzvah of tzedakah. And tzedakah tatzil memoves. But even if you don't have the monetary means, gemilas chasodim begufoy is as important as gemilas chasodim bememoinoy. Everybody can do chesed. I taught my children when they were children, when they were young. Before you go to sleep every night, you need to ask yourself, did I bring a smile on someone's face today? Did I make someone happy today? Could I say I made someone happier than he was before? If the answer is yes, you deserve a good night's sleep. Shnasi Yeshorim. If the answer is no, take upon yourself to be better tomorrow. And since the beginning of this pandemic, I've been asking myself every day, can I make an other person, someone else happy today? So give money as much as you can, but it's not only about money. Sometimes even a phone call could mean so much. People are locked down in their homes. Some people are suffering, some are ill, some have lost family members. And just giving them a call sometimes will make them so moved and it'll mean so much to them that somebody out there is thinking about them and somebody out there is caring for them. And it takes so little effort and it could mean so much. And we need these chusim, tzedakah, tatzel mamavis. And that is the zgula of machzis hashekel. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah as a countermeasure to the shkolim of Homen HaRosha. So yes, this is in Yonad HaYom. Take your time, make someone happy, give someone a helping hand. And in that chus we should be zeicher, in the chus of tzedakah. We should know no more tragedy, and no more death. We should only know Besoides Tevois. Horachaman hu yaser lanu nisim v'neflois, k'shem she'osisu la'avoiseinu, b'yom ha'mahem, b'zman hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send Moshiach Tzidkenu, b'mheru v'yomeinu, amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.